just because a person is able to do something perfectly and destinily, and you show that the policeman will not notice and the detectives will not notice, that's not gibberish. They're just words and tricks, but it's not gibberish. Gibberish means that you can do it openly. But if you couldn't do it, the Mitzvah openly, Leini, call on, but he can manage to do it furtively, then it's not kibush. Then it's not kibush. So according to the Rambam, this three kibush here means mamish kibush, like kibush in respect to Amin Meir Tiar B'sichem, that there is a kinyan, you can be kinyan, no meaningful kibush. So there it means kibush means through physical force. Physical force doesn't mean every time a murderer or a gazlan, a robber, you know, uses force, so then it's not kibush, because once he's apprehended by the police, then he'll be put in jail. But he's not in jail because he's able to escape the police or escape the detectives. So then it means it's not kibush. Kibush means that in such a position that he can do what he does openly. Leini kolam, and no one will define. That's kibush. Light alone doesn't make any difference. So that's kibush. So, but like kibush Muhammad in regard to king, that's the kibush here in regard to Gael. Rashi, according to Rashi, the kibush in respect to Kiyan of Anunir Tel Abisichan, their kibush means physical kibush, the fact that the karka is kibush, Anunir Tel Abisichan. Tachasidei, I mean, there it was Tel Abisichan, it was kibush Tachasichan. So even though the Jews were instructed not to take away anything from Aminuriyot, but certain parts of it are Yadin. So first Sichain took possession of it. He acquired title, then the Jews took it away from Sichain, not from Aminuriyot. And there was no tziva at all against taking away from Sichain. So their kibush means physical force. Keach manish. When it's talk of Tachas Yodeh. Mashiach can hear in regard to Gerus or the Kibush. Kibush is another meaning. Kibush means what we call Jewish custody. Well, there is such a thing as custody. Such a thing as custody. So, well, of course, usually on a practical level, adopting parent will not be able to have custody over the child if the malchus will not let him. That's on the practical level. But custody doesn't mean physical force. Custody means the fact that the child is under the supervision and the training and is raised by a certain parent. This is what kibush means. So when Rashi says, Nasim Liob, what does it mean, Nasim Liob? That the Beis Din requires custody. So how can somebody else have the custody? That's right, if somebody has custody, so you can turn over the custody to somebody else. So the best thing, they acquire custody of the child. They have custody. They have the al-kadim, the halachic legal custody of the child. And then they delegate it to this so-called adopted parent. Make a difference. He can delegate and turn over the custody, but the nasim liob means that the best acquires custody of the child. Some male, the best acquires custody of the child, so the best does the nice thing. The best does the nice thing. some mele, they had das. They did a tefillah l'shem geulos. Some mele is a geulos. So this the machlokes between Rashi on one hand and the Rambam and Tesis Reed on the other. According to Tesis, there is no such concept as geulos al di kibush al reko. How about the Yerushalmi? I don't remember the Matitya Sameas. I didn't have permission to go over this time. I went over the Sameas several times, but this time I didn't have an opportunity to go over the Sameas. I think the Sameas discusses it. But, so according to cases, there is no such concept as Kibush HaMekom Kibush HaMekom. According to this read, and the Rambam, and Rashi, there is a concept of Geus of the Kibush or Rekom. But there is a relationship between Rashi on one hand and the Rambam on this read, on the other hand, what's the essence of the Kibush. According to the Rambam on this read, the essence of Kibush here is much the same as the essence of Kibush in the Aloha of Alamei of Tia of Yisirchen, principal Kibush, the Chai of the Kea. In other words, in the Tzias, the person can do it openly. He can do it only clandestinely, and he perfectly gains not the Tzias to it. But according to the Rambam, and this is read, Kibush means Mamish Kibush, physical form. According to Rashi, here Kibush doesn't mean like Kibush in the Aloha from the Yavit Yavit Sikhan. There it means physical form, Sikhan, as Yavit Kipo over the land of Amun and Eyal. So, but here Kibush means custom. So that's what Rashi says, they nothing like Yavit. So that's why Rashi says, Yakotin Malbas, Bezdin, Yavit Yavit. Why does Rashi say there's another version of Rashi? Do another matter. Alright, our matter. It's not the question of two Yosemites. The both are two. One is one matter and one is the other matter. So this is the Kashi. Why does Rashi emphasize it? Really, what difference does it make? You would say, why? Because if he has an av, then it goes without saying that the father can bring it to Bezdin to the Gaia. Because Michal is my daughter, Abuyam. Michal is my daughter, is only Shaya when the father is also his Gaia, but when it's not his Gaia, not. And then, so even the father. And if we say it's Michal in my own Abiyah, even though the father himself doesn't get it. So the country is why a happy father. In the country, the Shinvest is a Kashi. A teenage, a child is more mature after the mother than after the father. So if he's Abiyah's father, it's Michal, even though the father is not his guy himself. So vis-a-vis the mother, we should certainly say that. And it's more than a time, that's what the message says. The answer is, it's not a question of no. It's a question of Kibush. So that's a purpose that the father of the deen has custody of the child. Even a Gentile father has custody over the child. But mother, say he has no father, and the mother, there is no such thing as custody, as legal custody by mother of a child. So commercial law, no. In New York, the universal is Gaia. The universal is Gaia, so my dear Vimcha Gerber, when you are fully out as Besen, Shlisha, you be philosophy, to dream, confuse, Gersh, it's from Gimel, they nothing wrong because if there is a father, then the father has legal custody. But Tikha is no father. Then the mother is Kasim. And since the mother brought him to Basin, then Basin requires Kasim. It doesn't mean Basin. But Kasim has to show. But the mother is submitting it to Basin, so then the mother acquires legal custody. Legal custody, halachic legal custody. So, over the child. The male, they can carry out the Maisa Gil, the Maisa Tilish Gils, Midaita, because they carry out the Maisa Gil. This is what Rashi, this is what Rashi means. What? Yes. Because according to Rashi, the only one who says that there is no prerequisite of das for chalisa gerus is the Rambam. That's why the Rambam says if it's al dechibur, if it doesn't have to be based upon zochim and the human face, it doesn't have to be al das based. But Rashi agrees with his assertion. They read that there are two prerequisites, but one difference between Rashi and Sri. According to his assertion, the essence of kibush here is physical force, like the essence of kibush in the Allah of Al Mirti on the Sikhan. According to Rashi, the essence of kibush here is not physical force. It's not physical force, but it is. It is custom. I mean, this is written up in the movie. Now, I just want, I'm afraid that if I don't start the business now, yes.
Part of the Rambam, in our sukkah, the Maisa Geirus is done on the Zachar.
What?
According to the Rambam, in our sukkah, the Maisa Geirus is done on the Zachar. So then he.
So then the kashi is the Jochen the Kotel the Abba. All right, so that's all. So let's go to the case. The case itself has in Rosh Nia, the second Rosh, that here the Jochen dies in the case of Salem, that's from Hafez, is another Tarek, that here the Jochen the Kotel the Abba, I don't know what I mentioned, but no, the case of Salem, that's from Hafez. Yes?
According to the Rambam, if you look at the Jochen, so you don't have to come on to the Jochen of Aisha, or within the Jochen you have to
so for Zohin, some male, there is Zohin means according to the Amba. So the Zohin here is with the Isis. Whether the Amba Mshiti is like the Rishayim where the girl said that Zohan will cut in generally in the rice, or a still facing some evidences which he says that even though generally speaking so Zohan will cut in the own Rabban, but in the year when the Sriya is Nazis, the Kufichal cotton, so Zohan is in the rice, whatever. But according to the Rambam, here the Zohan, the Maisa Sriya will cut in the rice. So then it means that the best are like the shluchim, whether it's am shliches or not it's am shliches, but they can do the maisa agil for the kohen. Let's say it's not shliches, so it's not a lot, but they can do the maisa shliches, the maisa agil, the maisa tfilish agilis, as if the kohen is. Even though generally speaking, so Zohan the cotton with rice and heart, so that's when it's not nice in the goofish on cotton. But when the rice has really done the goofish on cotton, it takes the same as an end of some of that. Then it's in the rice. So then it means that the rice agilis is done by whom? By the best. And they have their dust. They do it right on. No one forces the best to be tailoring the agilis. Shalom and Titan, and of course the girls in the Bihar. Of course the girls in the Bihar. Suppose someone, a hoodlum, force, or a tyrant, force Besdin to carry out the Tiferes in the Lord. If mother be arrested, then there's no Jewish. So then the Jewish mother have, because then there is no Das in the Maizah. But when Besdin does it in the same manner, then there is Das in Kadone and the Maizah Tiferes. So that is enough. Because of the Rambam, we don't have to resort to the office. Because there is no prerequisite of Michal. Michal or not Michal, it's not important. The mind cycles has to be done with that.
According to Rashi, the person has to get custody from the mother?
Yeah.
So why does it say that he no him?
Because you see from Rashi that they seek custody if the child has a father and a mother, so in whom is custody vested? In the father.
He doesn't have a father.
But but if he has a father, if he doesn't have a father, then custody at the very outset is vested in the mother. But in view of the fact that when the child has a father and a mother, so custody is vested in the father, if he has a father and mother, some melee when business buys custody, so the Rambam, Rashi uses the Rosh Nasim Yof, first of all, because business. Amen. You know, after all, it's not a clear to the decision of a conservative rabbi. That a woman can be a rabbi. Some male, the amen, some male, Rashi uses the Russian of Kiev, not that it's important if Rashi had been sensitive to these nomenclatures, you know. Equal rights and so on. So maybe you would ask you would have to use that again. It's arbitrary and it doesn't make any difference. It would be just as good to say nothing again at all in case of Yosef. So the mother is custody. So, and here is Yosef, so Rashi could have used the expression as he came through. But Rashi wasn't sensitive to these things.
Maybe the aim doesn't have custody, only if there's no R, and then it's always custody.
When the child has no father, then the aim is custody.
Yeah. Right, but maybe it's the custody of the father, trying to
right.
Maybe it's she has custody, but she only has the custody of the father that's transferred to her. And then
according to Rashi.
Yeah. So when she transfers it over, she's really transferred.
As a matter of fact, I mean this is not such a question. I don't want to be quoted that I said the basic custody becomes vested in the first instance in the father. Not in the rabbit. Then I'll be stigmatized, you know. So if that had been the aloche, a control shame, so I wouldn't mind that I'm stigmatized. But I'm not so sure that this is the aloche, a control shame, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, now a girse, because there is another girse, another version. But according to this version, it appears that custody is becomes vested in the first instance in the father. Only he has no father in the mother. But I don't know whether that is the Rambam. The Rambam asks in the Chassidus, when a husband divorces his wife, and then the question is, I mean, that's you have that kind of conflict very frequently. So it's in court, it takes place. Who should have custody? So what does the Rambam say about that? So the Rambam says that these are the girls. So custody is always given to the mother. How many people know that? It's always given to the mother. But the These are three boys, they depend. If it is, if it's the boy, the child is before 6 years old, so then in the custody of the boy, the Rambam passes. So he's given to the mother. After 6 years, so the father has to teach him Torah, so the male. But I think that because the Rambam is Nishtamit having the order today, you couldn't make him say any different distinction. Father, mother, the father teaches Torah to the child. If he's a good father, he's a Shema Mitzvah. It's not always a question of Shema Mitzvah or not. If he's a conscientious father, so, and he has some identification, he will send him to a day school to Yeshiva. So the mother, if she's a good mother, she'll also send him to a day school. And many times, so the mother is likely to send him to day school, if not. So maybe today, we couldn't pass him on the basis of that psak of the Rambam. Because that psak of the Rambam is based upon a mitzvah. When the father has taught Torah to the children, so there the aloha was, then the aloha was that these are the boys who are 6 years or older, so custody has to be given to the father. The custody has to be given to the father. But less than 6 years, the custody is given to the mother. And these are the girls, custody is always given to the mother. So it appears from the Rambam that as far as custody is concerned, so it's primarily vested in the first instance in the mother. But for special reasons, it is given to the father.
Yes. Even according to the Rambam, the way it was in the Rambam's time,
yeah.
The question of being the guy or the son, that could be something vested in the father. In other words, the Rambam says it goes to the mother because she has to take care of him and she...
No, I can mean you. You are worried about the fact nothing God not gave you, so
no,
the best that it sees because the best not men, so you say nothing God. It can be a very eccentric expression. I mean, the best not consist of men, they become like mothers. Become like fathers. Why should they become like mothers?
I'm saying, as far as what we're saying, regarding the custody issue, that Rashi over here holds the first custody goes to the father. And we're saying the Rambam holds custody goes to the mother.
That's right.
I'm saying, so it could be even according to the Rambam, custody regarding the Gairus could go to the father, because that's the father thing of being the Gairus. The only reason the Rambam said custody goes to the mother before six is because the mother takes care of the baby.
Yeah,
right? So it could be even, so yeah, you could agree to Rashi.
I didn't say that. I mean, he agrees with Rashi.
Right. Because custody, the guy being the guy or the son.
Rashi agrees with the Rambam.
Right.
Oh, Rashi agrees with the Rambam.
They agree with each other.
Who get the medal from the modern people? No. I don't know, but from the Rambam it definitely appears. From the Rambam it definitely appears that custody becomes vested in the first instance in the mother.
Custody. Would that be religious things also?
Custody, raising to keep him in whose home should he stay? That's what custody means. That's what I'm saying.
Right, wasn't that because the mother takes care of the child?
Yeah, that's the reason.
So I'm saying, but Lagabe the Geirus, Lagabe religious things are faced, it's just like teaching Torah after six. So the son goes to the father.
I don't know. Possible. It makes sense. I couldn't tell you. But because of that, I don't want to be quoted that I said that custody in the first instance is vested in the father of the stigmatized. That had been the halachic view. I call it also my own mind, being stigmatized as a nation. But I don't know, on the contrary, it seems to me, maybe you're right, even according to the Rambam, even according to Rashi, it's like the Rambam. But certainly according to Rambam, it's going to pass us from the Rambam. So the prevailing, the way we pass on is that custody in the first instance is vested in the mind, not in the heart.
Yeah. Of course, the Rebbe, in the closest read, so then the Gavik of Kalil scares, so then we say Anam Sade, does that begin Sade? So why doesn't the closest read say the same thing in the Gavik of Masa scares? Why doesn't the closest read say the same thing in the Gavik of Masa scares? That is within.
No, because Maisa Geos seems it has to be based as far as the Chalais Hagios is concerned. So there is no need of Shlichas, but Shlichas is Shlichas. Hanan Sadir and Michalek. But as far as Mais Hagios is concerned, we have to resort to Shlichas, because who has to do the Mais Hagios? I mean, I couldn't carry out the Mais Hagios of every going that, a stranger could not carry out the Mais Hagios over the Gera, so the Gera is the Mais Hagios. So how can Bezin carry out the Mais Hagios? By having recourse to Shlichas. But as far as Das, for the Chalais Hagios, we don't have to resort to Shlichas. He has to be Michalei. So it's Michalei.
What's the
lesson of Zafin and Adam and Mercedes? Is it
much
more the basin and the Zafin? No, it means, according to this, it's only in respect to the Das for the Chalais Hagios. For the Das for the Chalais Hagios. What? Ramad? One second. Yeah. The Shonoch Paschal. Even though the Raiden is Chiluchi and the Rashi, but the Shonoch Paschal. פרק חופלת מרסישס הלוכה יוצאי הגרושו אימו מזה נעס אף אותי שמליקס נו אבל נסרו יעיסי לי על שקורו דבורים שהכל נמצא לכם נסיעו שנח ונמיסת בסליחה בחיים אבל מדבר עשינו כלום שומו חדושו בגבלתי אפטו אימו זווינד אם רוצו סם דרשי שיבנו אצלו אימא פריסי נעיסי ממנו If the Megreshes, so insists that the child should remain with her, so you cannot take it away from her. Even though the father wants she should be with him, so it's given to the mother. Achi yiye ben shei shon muris, elokim nesodi, b'nesim l'mizeinez v'eitzoni. It's one Rambam where Magan Rabbi is very Greek. It's one of them, just in isolation. So, Dachashay Shonim, Yesh Liog, Lema, Imu Etzli Etin Lo Yizenes, Vim Eitzelime, Lo Etin Lo Yizenes, Vahabas Eitzelimo Leilom, Vahil Dachashay Shonim. How liberal the Rambam is towards the women? I mean, it's incredible. So he says, Yacha Shein Shonim, Yesh Liot Reima, Imu Etzli Yetu Amizinus, Imu Etzli Meilu Yetu Amizinus. But suppose the mother says, Loi Mitufshach, Loi Mitufshach, don't give me a Zeles. I have a job. I make more money than you. But I want to keep the child. So then, Imu Acha Sheish. So where's custody? The mother. But the father says, I'm the Chuyuk Vichimto. So the mother can say, yeah, I'm the Chuyuk, I'm not the Chuyuk, but I can also teach him Torah. So, but the father has his schools. If you want to have exclusive custody over the child, so then I won't give you support. But if the mother says, who is interested in support for the child? I'll support a child. I have a job. I make more money than you. So then who has custody? The mother. It's incredible. No court would give any of this. No court. And because we render such a decision in accordance with the Rambam, so then there would be a men's lib movement, not a women's lib movement, for such a decision. So I mean, you see how liberal the Rambam was, and still, everybody complains that the Rambam wrote the Rishonim, and we are not concerned about the lot of the women, the poor woman, the poor Jewish woman, persecuted in the last, I mean, throughout the generation. Till they rose, Achikamti, I mean, they were in the Israel, so they rose to redeem the woman, to liberate the woman. See how generous the Rambam is to the women? It's incredible. Even Rahashesh. Even Rahashesh and the Joseph Benin, in all seriousness. I'll tell you what I mean. The best antidote, no one is maybe suggesting that, the best antidote for all these problems would be all the modern rabbis would be advised to go back to Cheder, start learning Torah. So then they will be straightened out. But no one is suggesting that. No one is suggesting that. They have so many modern rabbis are suggesting that they should accommodate the reform rabbis, the conservative rabbis, and everything, and make them officially the heads of the Bezni, but we should appoint a mashgiach to supervise that everything is done by competent rabbonim, chidas kedim. In other words, the atlas rabbonim, the old European rabbonim should do all the work, but the reform rabbi, the conservative rabbi, he should get the covet and the pay. And then the atlas rabbonim, the old rabbonim, the Rosh Hashanah, it's all right, and the consultant at Vienna. And technicalities, how it is to be done, but who will give the press release? From Rabbi, say Rabbi, that's unity, that's unity, that's unity. Bring the word. Okay. Dulmi Shadas Bezni Mishidis Rus. Pene dos, we have any time slippers. We have any discussion and non sade dog of the Shia. You have a camel in the sea. Gabi Hosa Mishiadis have a Bulgora Mishiadis. And Gabi Matone, it is effective in time slippers. Vinkin here, Zochin, Krikotni. Balin Shlichus Lekotni, the Amunim Bizaneshek. And the Gemara and Tishvitz Gilsay in Bizaneshek is Zochon Lekotni in the Rabbono. But with the Rai say, there is no Shchir Lekotni. Only in the Rabbono. Resort to Shchir. In other words, in order that the Tfilah should be a Tfilah of Gels, so he has to do the Tfilah of Shem Gels. Somebody immerses himself in the mikveh. If a guy immerses himself in the mikveh and he's not mishabi and wishing geos, so it's not a tefillah of geos. So here the tinei himself is certainly not a bahoche to be mishabing and to give his consent that the tefillah should be wishing geos. So who does it? The bezin does it. So they have to do it. But in Shliches, but in Shliches Likotni, but in Rabbonon, there is Chi. But how can the Rabbonon make him into a Gea when the Rai say he is a Goy?
you can hear so many cotton, well, in Schlickers to cotton, because I'm going to be an Eshach. We eat the Akati with Jehovah, we are going to have some of the cotton, the so called Schlickers, Isley Schriem with Rabbonon, and with Jehovah, the so called Schlickers, I feel Schriem with Rabbonon wrestling. So this is Kashi is the least one she take. Nishin Kubetses, I think it's the ritual. There is one sheet in the Shnukubetses that says, Inachanam, that Gerl Kotten Maduro is all that's best and is only effective in the Rabbanon. And he will not be allowed to marry Bas Yisrael when he grows up, unless he goes through Gerus again. He goes through Gerus again. I mean, because of that chite, it would be worthwhile. I mean, there are so many Gerim, I mean, all the adopted children, so the Gerus is carried out of Das Besen, some melee. It would be worthwhile that when they become Gerim, that they should go through Gerus again, I mean, to be able to conform to that chite. It's true, it's a Shigas Yochid, but after all, it's a question of status, yes.
Mr. Mashman Rashi could also say
the same thing. You could say in Rashi. Some say that it's in Rashi. But there is one sheet that it says so explicitly that it's only the Rabbono, and the rice is not effective. Because Zohmi Kotten is the Rabbono. But some try to point out that Rashi sheet is like it. But I don't think that this is a deal. Because the reason is why Rashi emphasizes that you get out the day in Magoy Biyayin Kosher, because vis-a-vis anything that is the Raise, so until he grows up, we have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe when he grows up, he'll be disaffirmed again. As the Gemara says, in connection with Knas, in connection with Ksuvet, we wait till she becomes a Gdele. Why? Because there is a possibility that when she becomes a Gdele, she'll disaffirm the Gdele. So it will be retroactively determined that she's not Jewish, she's in Ochris, so she's not entitled to the Knas, she's not entitled to the Ksud. So maybe that's why Rashi says we cannot take any chances in respect to the Raisi, because of the possibility maybe he or she will disaffirm the Gaels when he or she grows up, becomes the God Lord Dele. But if he does grow up and he's not Meichet, then he doesn't require any new Gaels. For there is a Shittes Yochid in the Shnukobetzes that says that it's only Dabba. So this is why Tesis says, Veid Akadi Vikachonu. So in other words, even if you are going to say that the whole legal effect of a Gakot Madin Sadas Bezdin is only in regard to the Rabbonos, Ligabe Asan Yaili Magoe. But even that is difficult, because mid Rabbonon there is Chie, Likotin, but not Leakum, and here is an Akum. The Yakati Yehomu Amun Losum Dikotin Besachal Shlichas is Lischim Rabbonon. If the Chomu Losal Chal Shlichas after Lischim Rabbonon Leslei Vinir Alri Yochaname Dizochari with Rabbonon. The Amun Losal Dikotin is Lischim Rabbonon. The Afal Gav Dakati with Yehomu Ho Osem Chal Shlichas Iname Kidni Bachskriye Nasi Yisroel Habariki Yisroel Gomu Minsri. So actually it's the same kind of Teretz, but Tesis is masquerade in two different ways. In other words, that with Rabbonon there is no problem, because even though the Gemara says in the Nesher that an Akum even with Rabbonon cannot be Zeiche for an Akum, one cannot be Zeiche for an Akum, for an Ochi even with Rabbonon. But why is there a difference on the Rabbonon level between Shriya Likotin and Shriya Linochin? Both cannot have no Shlichas. But the Chachamim are misakein that even though Likotin has no Shlichas, but the Rabbonon is a Zeichafer. So an Akum, even the Rabbonon can't be Zeichafer, because Kotin also has Shlichas by itself. without any mice, when he goes up, so then he'll be able to have a shliach. But Akum by itself, he is never destined to have a shliach. So Mele, but this kind of Akum, since he will be also lichol shliches, so Mele, the same the Rabbonon, the Chachomim apply towards the Kotin, they apply towards this kind of an Akum who is also shliches. Then Teishas explains it in a different way, the same kind of parents. Because it's like, Gite v'chatsir boim v'okeachot. Gite v'yodi boim v'okeachot. I mean, I'm using it as a mitzvah. In other words, here, through the Geirus, it becomes a Yisrael. So mele, we cannot apply the principle that of in shlichas le'ak. Because of the svore of Gite v'yodi boim v'okeachot. ונראה לי דוח נמרי זוח למי רבונות כאן, הוא לא עושה מיקות מזכים לרבונות, ואף אגב לקטה, מתוכל מיוע של לכל שליחש. אינה מכיר דיבר שכי נס לישראל, אבל כי ישראל גם מולי אין שכי. But, so the second cash is no cash, but the first cash is a cash. But, so true, here is like, שכי הליקות מישראל. But שכי הליקות מישראל is also in the רבונות. So, so maybe it's all in the Rabbanon, but the question is, here the Gemara says, Madin Sardas Beznin, we treat him like a Jew, the holdover, even in regard to the Raises. So how can the Chachonim be a care, a government at all? Vintena, hei chaya vegeam le Rabbanon, vishagin le Bas Yisrael, vishon dushin, hominateir, vichovim, vishlinga, vichovah, kimandoma, vishagabe, יש כי אבי את חכמים רק דבר מן הטבע בקומבסי פסק בקומבסי זה מחלקס יבומס ואלה יש כי אבי את חכמים רק דבר מן הטבע בקומבסי לירס ותשור, of course, like Leo Bar Carla so it was it and Isa, of course, in the Chutz in order to be makhish in the Dia Bar but we end to be a care Bishab al Taisi in the Teres goes without saying, according to everybody, the Chachom Hebekeach. That's like Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, Lulev, and I'm Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, Shechalu, Bishabes, Lulev, and Sukkot, the first day Sukkot, the Chal and Shabbos, and the Raisa, we have to take it away, and the Raisa, we have to blow the Shofar, and the Chachom Mor Misaki, no, because Zeir Hashemim, Yavrem Adal Adames, so it says, Yavrem Rosh Hashanah. But how can Chachamim be in care? The answer is, Yishevah Taise, or Sodin B'Tzitzes, in other words, Chachamim patterned Tzitzes in the Jegesh of Pishtam, it is the Raise, because Yishevah Taise, and the Tzitzes in Yishevah Taise, because there is no Yisrael to wear a beged without a beged of Arba Kamfes without tzitzis. If we put on a beged of four corners, so then we are mechuyev to put in tzitzis. And if he doesn't put in tzitzis, he's in battle resek, just like someone who doesn't put on tzitzis. So that there is always b'shev al ta'iseh. Some mele, the chachonim, the kiyach, to be eikia. But how about kum v'asir in eres? There is a machlekes. The morning involves. Machlekes between Rav Chisde and Rav Pites, between Rav Chisde and Rav Nosson Bareish. So Rav Chisde says that Yesh Geir V'et Chachomim like a dollar and a tero in Gridere is Bikum Vase. In Bikum Vase. Rav Nosson Bareish says that Ein Geir V'et Chachomim like a dollar and a tero Bikum Vase. So, and we pass, all the Shemim pass, like Rav Nosson Bareish. The Arayas that Allah is like Rav Nosson Bareish. All the Shemim. that in Kiyavet Hachom Lachadon Matriyo, the Kumbar Seir. So Taisi says here, Taisi says, Yesh Lima, because Sova Kimandoma, Bo Yishorabo, Yesh Kiyavet Hachom Lachadon Matriyo, the Kumbar Seir. The Hippolych, my Kamashbo, and Motrish Nukamashbo, the Kapuna is Kamashbo, Yesh Kiyavet Hachom Lachadon Kumbar Seir. We had the three time in order. So what's the pshat in cases? So since Rabune agrees with Rafrizi that Yeshkiya Tachom Lakadol Matira, so maybe we pass for like Rafrizi. So then, cases would be filled with an old machine, pass for like a Muslim relation. And then there are many other cases that tend to indicate that cases too pass things like a Muslim relation. But so what we have to say, according to Tisvez, so this halacha by Rabune is not a living deal, because this halacha by Rabune, the Yakot Matnus of Asbez, is based upon Zochin, and Zochin Likotin, and Rabune means Matnus of Asbez, and he's treated like a girl, a whole boy. So Mimele, the halacha is not like Rabune. Not like Rabune. And there is no tour here. Tour you're there, there isn't here. Right? The tour mentions the Dao.
It would be a good
one. But yet,
even according to Tosis, we say we don't pass them like Rabbanu will come out, Rabbanu will be all offer. But you'd still be geared to Rabbanu, right?
Yeah, Rabbanu can be. So it will only
be
relevant in respect to the Rabbanu, that's all. Because of our Lachas, Chere Shevi the Kofi, Shebo Nizgaya Reis Samaches, Daf Reish Tesvor, Lomidale. So the Malachas doesn't say the Aloch is not like Rabune. The Omar Kotin Madun is our best business. I forgot to come alone in silence. They say, we can't go alone. So the Bess Yosef says that Allah has the list, does pass for like Rabune. But the Torah assumed that when Allah has the list says, Avokot Navokish only does, Molnis Alpiaveso, so he has reference to the case where the father is Mizgaya together with him. So then, Michalei be my daughter that bein. But when the father is not this guy, that's the chiddush of Rabune. We don't pass like Rabune. So according to this Yosef, the Aloch Hazdeilis does pass like Rabune. But according to the Torah, the Aloch Hazdeilis doesn't pass like Rabune. So really, it's not so strange to say that according to Tesis here, we don't pass like Rabune. But you see that. The tool says that according to Allah, we don't pass like Rabune. So why should it be so strange that according to Tesis, we don't pass like Rabune? It's true that the tool Shita and Allah is difficult because Allah doesn't spell it out. I mean, and Bess Yosef explains it differently. Vishlina di Kisola Kimandoma, Vishrabo, Vishkir, Hachomla, Kadoma, Tiro, Vikomase, the Hippolyte, my commercial, the Mosulishni, commercial, Vishkir, Hachomla, Kadoma, Tiro, Vikomase, we had me three time in our car. So that means that there is a reason for every case, you know, we have so many adopted children, and the adopted children in the at least 95%, if not 99%, of the adopted children are adopted as non-Jewish children of the whom Geirus is carried out. So there is a reason when they go out, especially if they are Shemar Mitzvahs, so then they should be advised to go through Geirus again. But still, no one does it. Not only no one does it, if somebody were to suggest it in a nice way, he would be criticized and be attacked. Why? I don't understand. So there are certain things, for example, like hearing the Parsha Zohar by women, so much fuss that everybody makes. First Leonim, second Leonim, and then in some cities, so Dafke, the ultra-right, so they introduce Krisato in Parsha Zohar, at Milcheps, all kinds of variations. Some have a million of men with the Krisato in Parsha Zohar instead of the regular the Parshas HaShavua, you know, of the coming Shabbos, and some have a Makri, there shouldn't be a million of men, only 9 men. Because somebody once said that in all the Shilas, or did he something else? Why? What's the purpose? Because there is one sheet of an Achren. There's a Tiras Chesed, who was Robert Green about 200 years ago. Nothing. One of the Achim. So he says that Noshim are mechuyev in Parsha Zohar. The Chinuch, who is a vision, says that Noshim are tourists of Parsha Zohar. All right, fine. So you want to be cheshish for that chitta, fine. But I think the best approach is that the husbands of these women, Gechleidom, so should agree to become babysitters one Shabbos a year. And let the wives go to the first minyan, and they should be babysitters. I mean, nothing wrong in that. I mean, even if the husband happens to be or considers himself as a god of the Torah, so nothing wrong in being a babysitter, you know, for a god of the Torah once a year. Nothing wrong. No, that they don't. That for some inexplicable reason, that they don't. But they have to introduce a Kriyas HaTor et Minche. Kriyas HaTor et Minche. And many towns in the United States and Canada, I'm not going to mention the name of the towns, so in the calling, they introduce, because you have calling in many cities today, so they introduce Kriyas HaTor, et Minche, and then with the million of men, and then but instead of reading the regular Kriya, so let's say this Shabbos Zohar, so what was the regular Kriya? Was the Kisisa, because Shabbos Zohar was Sabbath. So they do it. So they read Zohar Zoshosho Hamolech. Why? Because Abdeliga says that the Eved, if somebody will read, let's say, on Monday and Thursday, not in the regular Kriya, but something else, it will not be Brochavaton. All right, not be Brochavaton. So that's why you have to act against the deal, because it will not be Brochavaton. I mean, it's all kinds of strange things. Why? To accommodate the women, you know, has to show them they shouldn't be Mivatil the Mitzvah of feeling Parsha Zohar. When the Shem say the Abturis, so why don't they tell the women that women should have? Should have? That's a Mishnah Mefereshes in Broches that women are higher than feel. Oh, but that you will not get any correct. Here you get correct, you see. And it's something new, you see. So, and this, it's a question of status. So according to the to one she changed in Kubetzes, according to Tez Vesia, so Gerkot Magnus Albaz Bezdin is only in regard to the Rabbonon, so according to Tez Vesia, it's only according to Afrizde, and we don't pass like Afrizde, so maybe we can pass like Rabune. So it's a question of status. So certainly should be Machmir, without Machlekes, no. So if somebody requires it, he's criticized. Well, that's the situation anyway. Die hat am Rinnan der Riech ben Seher, Gabi Gesla Gea, Gineo Riech Gele, Gea. Ich hatte Zollich Lase Acho, in Geschle Gea, aber Gott nie hatte Zollich Lase Acho. So the question is, what seems the whole Aloche of Gakot Magus as best is based upon the Rabbonon, and it's only so according to Nandoma, Yeshkelet Chachom Lakadovo Minateira, Bikum Vasei, but the possible the Raise couldn't have referenced that if it's based upon a Kire, upon a Rabbon. So how could there be possible in respect to a cotton Yatotzorich Lachzacho? Now, let's see the Gemara's scenario. Gezel Ager. Now there's a loche of a sham zeles. What is a sham zeles? If somebody is, let's say, is gazel someone, you don't have to gazel on me, he's kefir, mon chavere, and he's nishba. Nishba. And then he's made it that he was nishba lishaker. So there is a chiyuv of paying karen and chimesh, and he has to bring an osha. So, but suppose the nixo, suppose the nixo is a ger shein liyoshi, then he has to pay it to the mishma. That's what the Torah says. So, in English, ger. The parasha of Hashem Zeles, not in respect to Ger, is mentioned by Yikro, but in respect to Ger, it's mentioned by Midbo. By Midbo, hey, posik hey. But Abba Vishal Meshal, in your Dabber, in your soul, Isha Isha Kiyasu, we call Hatu Shodo, Dimu Mal Badishem, the Oshma Nefshai, the Svadra is Hatosa Mashorosu, the Ishi is Hashem of the Reishi, the Hamishi say, we see for work. No son Lasha or Shah. Yet, but in English, Gael, that boy, suppose it was done to Igea, and Igea sometimes has Yoshi. If he got married, he has Yoshi Limato, but Igea does not have Yoshi Limayo. In English, Gael, the Hoshi Vosha Melo. So then, Hosha Mahamushel, Vadishem, Makhil, Mubadi, like Puma, she had to be all of it. So then, so in other words, so it has to be given to the mission. if he's a Ger Hashem LeYoshim. So, the Torah says, Imeil Yish Ger, V'chayesh L'cho Odom V'Yisrael Hashem LeYoshim, how is it possible that the Jew shouldn't have become? He didn't get married, he has no children, all right, fine. So he has a father, he doesn't have a father. So he has a brother, he doesn't have a brother. So he has a first cousin, he doesn't have a first cousin, he has a second cousin, so he has a second cousin. I mean, so you go up to Yaakov Avinu, I mean, and then you matter, for Mishmush. So how is it possible that he shouldn't have craving? So we can only visualize the connection with the Ger. So the Ger can have craving with Mato, if he has children, but if he doesn't have children, so Gershon's guy questioned Adome, so he does, so he has no Yosh. So the creation chodom in Israel, shein legeir, elo b'gezo la ager akos v'idaber. V'lomar rachmone, v'im eno leish geir. Ish, if he's a godlo, if the nixo is a godlo, so then we have to investigate whether he has Yoshim, he doesn't have Yoshim. Because if he's a godlo, so the geir could have married and have children. So you have to investigate that. But if he's not a mish, if he's a cotton, if the girl, the mixel is a cotton, then you don't have to investigate. So you know that he has no yosh, and that it has to be given to the mishmer, because a cotton cannot be mailed. So, Omar Rahmani, ish, at a tzorich la'azol, if he's a girl, in love, cotton, at a tzorich, cotton, So you see from this passage in English that there is such a thing as a gamel reis. But the question is, how could there be a gamel reis? After all, ger requires das, and the cotton has no das. Only on the basis of Zochin, but that's only with the Rabbonon, and that could get Ravunes Din is only based upon Akire, so that couldn't be the pshat in the posik if it's based upon Akire. That's the discussion. What am I reading? Say, Gadi Gadla Germin, Higel, Ishat Sorlazo, Nishagel, our cotton at Sorlazo, Mishkahaslo, their cotton in Atire, the Muberish in his Gairo, Kidamun of Srikoro. If it's Jehovah, even if Jehovah moved Beresh in his Cairo, the knowing so is Twile, the Habi Germana Teire, the Israel Gomeru, the Israel Momena Teire, Kinshi Yosha Sime, the Atosor Lazarolo, Shane Yoshin, Shane Mary, the Ochid Noem, and Yershin, he says, so he says, even according to those who say that with rising, without recourse to Takanis Rachonim and Akire, we can visualize a Ger Midraisi. How? Muberesh and his Gairov, Nurin Tzorch Tire. So that's not based upon Zoch. Some maybe is a Ger Midraisi. Now there is Rabbi Yerasikash. The more in Yivomes, Rafaim Ches, Esikash. There is a machlekes in the Morest whether Uba Yerachimei or Uba Lav Yerachimei. How do we paskin? Most Rishenim paskin, like the Mandoma of Uba Yerachimei. But Rabbi Mutam, he paskins Uba Lav Yerachimei. Rabbi Mutam is the only Rishon that I know that paskins Uba Lav Yerachimei. Of course, in Rambam there are certain stiras, but on the whole, the Rambam paskins like Uber Yerachim, like Mandoma Uber Yerachim. And all the other Rishenim paskin, Uber Yerachim. But Chabnetam paskins Uber Lav Yerachim. Now, there is Halochem, Ulberish, and his Gairo, so no in Tzorech Tzorech. So, no, as the Kashi, we shlein a Torah to Mandoma, that Uber Yerachim, we understand this, why the fetus, when he's born, so he doesn't require a tefillah, because Uba Yerachimei, so the fetus is like an evil of the mother. So why when born should he require another tefillah? But according to the Mandoma, Uba Lav Yerachimei, so the Uba is considered like a gavre by himself. So that means that if we say Ugayachimei, so you carry out Gerus over the mother. Mimele, the Ger is Jewish, because the Ger at that moment is to be treated like a neighbor of the mother. It doesn't require any separate Gerus. But, any separate Gerus. But according to Mandoma Uba Lavia Chimei, so then the Uba the fetus is considered like a Gavre by himself. So when you carry out, when the mother so goes Tfileh, so then we say that Tfileh overtakes not only the mother, but it overtakes the fetus, the Neime also. But then the goof of the mother should be considered as a chzitze, as intervening between the mea mikveh and the uba. Certainly chzitze. So how is the tefillah a good tefillah? So the Gemara says, Haina Rebisad, in view of the fact that this interposition, this chzitze, is a natural thing. That's the way it is. By nature it is that way. So mele it's not a chzitze. So in other words, since it's Haina Rebisad, this is the natural thing, that the goof of the mother is interposed between the mikveh and the fetus, so it's not a chzitze. So it appears from this Gemara that according to Mandoma Ruga Lavi Achimei, then the Uber requires his own tefillah. If we say Uber Achimei, then the Uber doesn't require his own tefillah. Because the Uber is not treated like an entity, like a gavre, like by himself. It's like an evil of the mother. But so it doesn't require its own separate thing. But if we say Uga Labia Chimei, then it means that there are two human beings. The mother is one human being, and then the fetus is another human being who happens to be enclosed in the womb of the mother. So in order that this other human being, the fetus, should become Jewish, so he himself has to be immersed in the mikveh. So you say he is immersed, because when the mother goes down to the mikveh, so the ugali also goes down the mikveh. But there is a chzitze, so it's not a chzitze. But the reason as to why the geus is a good geus is because the ugali had his own geus. And it's not a chzitze. So Rabbi Meir assumes, according to this Rabbi Meir's kash, according to this thesis, that this thesis says that we can only visualize Igam with the Raise without recourse to Takonis Chachomim, without recourse to Achilles, in connection with Mubarashim Isgairo, there is Igam with the Raise. So according to Mandoma Ruba Yerchine, we understand? But according to Mandoma Ruba Lav Yerchine, so then it appears from the Gemara that I'm chasing Vames that actually requires a separate tefillah. And the reason is why it is a good tefillah, because it's no chzitze, because I'm never beside it. It's a natural chzitze, so it's no chzitze. That's the way nature has it, that the group of the mother intervenes between the mikveh and the uber. So it is to be sharp. Rabbi assumes, this is a very strange idea. Rabbi assumes that according to Mandoma Ruba Lavi Achimei, so even Mubarash and Isgairo, the effectiveness of the girls vis-a-vis the uber, over whom tefillah is not carried out, is on the basis of Zochim. According to Mandoma Ruba Yachimei, we don't have to resort to Zochim. But according to Mandoma Ruba Lav Yachimei, we have to resort to Zochim. Some mele, but how can we say that we can resort to Zochim when the Mishnah Yivome says that Mugarashim is Gailon? And then she gave birth to a tree, two boys. And then years later, So one brother, member of the twin, is Bo al Aishes, the other brother. After the death of the brother, I mean, so there is no Isarishish or after Girish, so he's Chayef Kores and Chayef Achatos because of Ishesach, because he rosi shalei bigdushe, the litosi bigdushe. In other words, a Mubershen is Gaia, and then she had a twin. So it was he rosom shalei bigdushe, but the lady was bigdushe. So there is a kuve of achim minayim, but they have no kuve as achim nav, because that's the aloche that hirosh shloim bidusha udosi bidusha. So the mother is a mother, but the father is not a father. That's the exact akosuf of ziyam asusim zamosam. The Gemara of Tzadik Tes mentions that person. So the father is not the father, but there is a koresein. Why is there a koresein? Because the mother, the father, is a father only because of conception. But the mother is a mother not only because of conception, because she carried them and she gave birth. So she's a mother because of the lady too. So maybe in the case of Mubarash and his Gaira. So where it was a Rosom Shalei Bikdusha, Leidosom Bikdusha, so the twin brothers are considered brothers Mitzadei, but they're not considered brothers Mitzadav. So in some Mele there is no Yibn, but there is no Yibn, and there is no Chlitze, and no need for Chlitze, because there is no Zike. Because Zike is only by Achim Nav, not Achim, but there is an Yisrael of Yishesach. So why should there be an Isar of Ishesach? If so, that's Rabbi Gilgal himself as a Tkasha. According to Mandomar, Ubayachim, we understand why there is an Isar of Ishesach. Because it's not based upon Zoch. And there is no Hidil Yechim Muchis. But according to the Mandomar, the Tuba Lav Yechim. So the Gemara in Yivome says, the Gemara is the Kasha. So then it requires his own tefillah, and the reason is why the tefillah is a good tefillah, because it's no chitze, but it requires his own tefillah. If it requires his own tefillah, so it requires his own gills. So why is the gills effective on the basis of Zochin? So if it's effective on the basis of Zochin, so number one kash is so in this case of Mubarash and Isgairo, how is he gear midiraise without recourse to Zochin? According to Mandoma, Uba Yachimi, we understand, but according to Mandoma, Uba Lav Yachimi, it's based upon Zochin, and the whole din of Zochin is based upon Takonis Chachomi of Zochin Likotin, and it's based upon Akire. So how could the posik had reference to such a gear? That's one kashiba. The other kashiba gear is, how could there be a nisar of ishesach if it is contingent upon the non-rejection by the children when they grow up? So suppose they disaffirm the girls, they say we don't want to be Jews, so then it's retroactively determined that they are not gerim, that they are goyim. They are goyim. But they didn't disaffirm. But how can they be considered as achim nayim if the whole kove is dubious? Maybe it will be determined that they are gerim, that they are goyim, you see. That they are going, so just because they don't reject the girls, so can that mean that Mimele is actively determined that they are Achim Re'im if it is contingent upon the decision of the ger after he becomes a gadol. There's the kashin baravdei. So Reb Chaim gives, it's not music. Reb Chaim gives two terutzim. Reb Chaim gives two terutzim. So one teretz is a very simple teretz. But that one teretz is not true according to all Shittas Rishonim. Last week we discussed the Shittas Rambam that there are two aloches of carrying out gerus over a kotel. One is based upon zochim. And that applies only to Geos of Chaos, not to Geos of Havdus. Geos of Havdus is not his holiness. But then, Yisroel Shetoka Akum Kotun, Oishemotso Tinekako, Vitovle, Lishim Gear is Gear, Lishim Chiron is Chiron, Lishim Eved are Eved. So, as Chaim says, as the Osemeach says, that this, not like the Kesemishnah, Kesemishnah says, that's Chavunas Din, no. It's not a Ravunas Din. Ravunas Din is based upon Zohar and Higil Yechel Yuchis. Here the Rambam doesn't mention Higil Yechel Yuchis. And Ravunas Din applies only to Geos of Chavos, not to Geos of Avdus. What kind of a school is it? And when the Rambam mentions Ravunas Din, he also mentions it, Higil Yechel Yuchis. Here the Rambam mentions it in connection with Geos of Avdus. And he doesn't say Higil Yechel Yuchis. It's not a deal. It's Yerushalme in Yvonis. It's based upon Kippush. So there is Gerus al the Kippush over a Kotel. So that is not contingent upon the decision of the Kotel when he goes up. Some Mele, in the case of Mugarshin is Gairo, it's always Kippush. In the case of Mototinei Kako, so it depends. If the government is not active, all right, so there is kibush. But suppose the government has laws that one cannot grab a foundling in the street and do whatever he wants and raise him as a Jew. In other words, that it has to be submitted to court, and the court has to decide whether he can be migaya him or not. So then there is no mitzvah of kibush. Mashenkin, in the case of Mubarshin's Gairo, even if there is a law, let's say, that he's not allowed to go to jail. So there is a law, so what? Then there is kibush, since she is part of the mother, and the mother is the Belles Lashim Geos, so Mele Geos al the kibush is hal over the Uber, regardless of the law. If he's has an independent existence and is not tolerating the mother's life, so then biologically, so then it depends upon the law of the state. But when a new barrister is Gaia, then there is always kibbutz, regardless of the law. But that is only true according to Rambam, not according to Tesis. Tesis is definitely chilik, as we pointed out last week. Tesis is chilik. And the whole concept of Geus over a cotton or the Kibush. But then Rav Chaim gives another terence. In other words, while Rabbi Kibayi assumes that in view of the fact that the Gemara in Vomis has raised the question, according to Mandoma, Uba Lavia Achime, so why do we say, Mubarashim is Gairo, and not our Tfile, because the Tfile by the mother is the Tfile over the fetus, but it's a chitze, so you avoid the teretz, it's not a chitze, because it's a natural thing. Heiner Bissai. So Rabbi Kibayi assumes that according to Mandoma, Uba Lavia Achime, so then the fetus requires his own gerus. So Rabbi Chaim says no. Even if we say that Uba Lavia Achime, and he's a gavre by himself, but the gerus is hal through the gerus of the man. He cannot become a ger by himself. He cannot become a ger by himself. Now suppose a pregnant woman would come to Besni and she would say, I consulted a psychiatrist, and I decided that the best thing for the fittest, the unborn fittest, is if you will become Jewish. I don't want to become Jewish. But I want the fittest to be Jewish. So can I be able in order to effect a gaos for the fittest? And then I consulted already the rabbi, he told the psychiatrist, I consulted the rabbi said, no problem in the chatzitza, no chatzitza. I know besides natural thing, but I don't want to become Jewish. And then the psychiatrist said, wonderful thing, the best thing for him and for you, I mean, that you should carry out gaos, you should go to fill it in order to effect gaos for the fetus, but not for yourself. And she comes to Bez and she says she doesn't want to become a Jewish. She wants to remain Gentile, but she wants the child to become Jewish. And then the person, so they like to do new things and to accommodate everybody. So the person will carry out gerus, and the person will say, "Bitira zochim." They carry out gerus over the fetus. Chitzis no chitzis, I know what you say. But the mother herself is not the velestish in gerus. So, according to Rav Chaim, the gerus would be null and void. Because see, even if we say, Uga lav yarech imei, but he cannot have a gerus by himself. The gerus can only be through the mother. Now, Rav Chaim the Sefer doesn't say it. However, he says the same on this in the Sefer in regard to Shechu. In regard to Shechu. In other words, that when the Odin is Mishachaya, the Shifra who is in Uberes, so even if we say Uba Lavia Chimei, but he doesn't become Ibn Chirin by himself, as if the Odin had witnessed a Shechu for two Abore. Could do that? No. Even if Uba is Lavia Chimei, but he couldn't have a Shechu by himself. The Shechu can only take effect. That he does discuss in the same, in regard to Shechu. But in regard to gerus, that I heard about it. I don't know whether it is in the pamphlet of the Chidushan Mechaim that was published, whether this is included, I don't know. I don't have it, so I don't know. But I heard from about it. So it is in regard to Shichu, he mentioned it in the Sefer, that even if we say, Uba Labia Rachimei, but the Shichu takes effect only for the matter. And in regard to gerus, even if Uba Lavia Achimei, he cannot have the gerus by himself. Because Chuori is considered as a barrier by himself, as a human being by himself, but at the same time he's part of the mother too. This is a fact. He's part of the mother. He's sustained by the mother in everything. So Mele, he couldn't have the gerus by himself. Only for the gills of the mother. So what's the Gemara's kashe? According to Mandoma, Ubalabi Achime, why is the tefillah the tefillah? So it should be chitze. So according to Mandoma, Ubalabi Achime, in view of the fact that he is a human being by himself, not just part and leader of the mother, so then he requires his own separate tefillah. If we say Uba Yerachimei, so then he's not a human being by himself. He's only a neighbor, like a hand of the mother, a leg of the mother. So Mele doesn't require a tefillah by himself. Just that, I mean, of course, if a person will be tevel in a mikveh and he'll keep one finger above the level of water, so then it's no tefillah. But it's not that the finger requires a tefillah by itself. The person has to require a tefillah. But if there is one part, one eva, or a part of an eva, that is above the level of water, so then there is no tefillah of the gavur. No tefillah by the gavur. So if we say Uba Yerachimei, then there is no requirement in the Maisa Tvile that the Maisa, a separate Maisa Tvile, should overtake the Uba. Just as there is no requirement that a separate Maisa Tvile should overtake the hand of the person. Of course, if the hand is above the level of water, so then there is no tefillah realized in the person, but not that the hand requires a separate mitzvah. So this, but if we say ubelavya chinei, then the chaleis hageus is always for the mind, not a separate geus. It couldn't have a fetus, could not have a geus take effect separately. But it's only for the mother. He becomes Jewish for the mother. And if the mother doesn't want to become Jewish, then the blood wouldn't become Jewish either. Only for the mother. But if Uva is Laviachine, so he's a separate entity by himself too. Apart from the fact that he's a neighbor of the mother, he's a human being by himself too. So Mumele requires a separate mindset. Is, if it requires a separate mindset tefillah, why do we say Mozoch tefillah? The original tefillah, there is a chitze. So the Gemara says there is no chitze. There is no chitze. But the geus is chal for the man. This is what's important. This teretz is a commentology. The first teretz is only true according to this Rambam, that there is Aloha of Deus al Bikibush also. Over and above the Aloha of Deus al Bizochim, there is Aloha of Deus al Bikibush. But the second Tarot is a correctology. It's two Ekadros. Yes?
According to the second Tarot, it's Sabi Bishachim.
Yes.
So, the mother
has
in mind that she
is
being
prepared for the woman? Oh, so in other words, so that's an afghanina, you know. When a pregnant woman goes to his Miss Gaia, does this mean have to be mechave, to be megayer the fetus, whether it's male or female, on the basis of Zochin or not? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they do. But according to Rabbi Chaim, now, I had a number of cases where a pregnant woman was megayer, and of course, even though I mean, I disposed of the Shita Kulchaim, not because he was my grandfather, not because he was. Because I really think that it's mistaba that way. I mean, listen, it's a question of such as we're going to be machria, so they can be machria. So they say that they are migaya the fetus, al das bezn, on the basis of Zohar, to be eaten. But according to Chaim, you don't have to do it.
What
is that?
What's the difference between Yahya and Lavia and Zohar? What's the difference?
Oh, if we say Uber is Yerchimei, then it doesn't even require a separate field. You mean what practical nafkimine? I don't know. I have to think about it. But I mean on a theoretical level, he doesn't even require a separate mindset. And chitze or no chitze. So it would be good. But if we say Uber Lav Yerchimei, so the Geus is still half for the matter. But he requires, in view of the fact that he's a human being, a gavre by himself too, by himself or herself, so mimele he requires a separate mitzvah. But the geus takes effect through the mother. He doesn't become Jewish because he was misgaya. He becomes Jewish because the mother was misgaya. So mimele is nikah for the mother. But if he doesn't have, if he's not overtaken by Maisa Tfile, so then he cannot even become Jewish through the mother. The nafkamina would be if we could think of a situation where Hanyar Bisaya wouldn't apply. Ordinarily there is Aloha of Hanyar Bisaya. But suppose there is a situation where Hanyar Bisaya wouldn't apply. So then, according to so, no, that wouldn't be nafkamina either, I'm sorry. That wouldn't be nafkamina either, because according to Rabbi Chaim too, that's Gemara Mefareshes. If we say Ubalav Yechimi, he requires a separate field. All right, no. So, Mele, in the case where a Hanan Besai wouldn't apply, so then he would require another tefillah, according to both, according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Chaim. So, I don't know of any nafkamina. I don't know. But there could be a... Yes. practical enough.
Weren't you planning the blood kind of thin like
that?
Like,
yeah, yeah, but let's say in regard to the halacha of kehal gerim v'yikre kol, so mele he would be considered as a ger, and he would be considered as a ger, but because he's still a ger, but the kasha of Rabbi Kveya is no kasha, because Rabbi Kveya's kasha was only based upon the premise that since it's contingent upon the decision by the court when he goes up, so how could they have Kuvim name? But since he's a ger through the mother, so then it's not on the basis of Zohar. He's a ger because the mother is a ger. So mele, whether he likes it or not. So even if he's meyche, doesn't matter. So mele, it's not contingent upon the ultimate decision by the ger when he grows up. So mele, there is kovene, there is kovene. Right. Now, ופשבורים בגר סינון ובמציא שחיין יהיה ישראל ולגורס מדרבונו ולגורס ולמימה וישלי שחיין מן התארה נאו תשאה. So according to the first time of tesla, there is such a tremendous fish that this halacha of Gakot Magos and Disney's accord with the Mandoma Yeshkir of Lachom Lakadom and Atere because I say some of me like we don't pass like Havuni, and the Torah says that the Halacha Zeres don't pass like Havuni. Now, according to the second time, it says, no, Kekot Magdunas as Pesni is Midrais, but Zochon Likotten is only the Abraham. There is another girl in the moment here, that Zochon Likotten Midrais, of his own Gashin and Schiem, Yisle, and Ligoros, and Rabbonon, Nicha di motzli neima di isli schim na teire. Now let's see the more about it here. No, shall we do it? The bar. Rabbi Norman Eivish took a little more than Leslie, Slim, the Rabbi Leslie. Neither have I caught laugh or got the Leslie, Steve Hesley, Slim, the Rabbi Norman, or an abolition. So there's another girl in sitting in the letters. Caught in laugh or got Leslie, Steve Hesley, Slim, doesn't seem the Rabbi. Even though the other girl said,